this morning, all prepared. We're ready to go for it. It's on the computer. Let's do it. That is free, but I am telling you, and I'll proclaim it throughout our nation, the only people that are truly free are those who believe in the Lord as their Savior. They are free indeed. They are free indeed. Praise the Lord. Lift your hands right. today. Thank you for your love and your concern and your compassion, oh God, towards each and every one of us. I pray, God, you take over this service, oh God, and that your anointing will fall on us. That your anointing will fall on us, oh God. That you will just have your way, oh Lord. We give it unto you, Lord Jesus, to have your way today. Throughout this service, O God, throughout the testimonial service, throughout the worship service, O God, that you just have your way. And everyone said, amen. Turn to someone and say, it's good to be in the house of God on Labor Day weekend. You could be a whole lot of other places.
Hallelujah. Yes. Come, now is the time to worship.
Just as you are.
Hallelujah.
Trembles at his voice.
thinking how we need to lean upon Jesus. Sometimes when we've tried to do everything that we can in our own power, we kind of mess it up. And then we have to go back to Jesus. Thank you.
big things before we actually get going today. I guess you're going to go.
Well, it's always good to be in the house of the Lord. It's always good to know God is there. Now, today being a special fifth Sunday, every fifth Sunday, your pastor gets a reprieve from preaching, you know, although I love to preach, and I could probably preach a tremendous, after that music, I could preach a great message. But I'm going to give that message over to all of you, because you guys present great messages in your testimonies, in your life, and what you're doing for the Lord. You know, you become that minister when you're out there. Amen? We gain our strength within the house. We take what we have from God and take it out to the highways and the byways. Out there is where they need it. And this community really needs a touch from God. Really needs a touch from God. So, just to let you know, I don't know if I have them back there or not, our sign-ups for our musical is, well, if they're not back there, the sign-up sheet is back there. So, we actually, for the, this is a musical we're doing called Joyland. It's a youth and children's ministry musical. It's about a toy story, a toy store, and the toys come alive and tell the true meaning of Christmas. And it's it's a fun musical, and it's a community. I will actually be asking for like four schools in the community to come together, and we'll be getting students from the community to come and participate in this. We normally have between 30 and 35 in the musical, and it's about a 45-minute musical. It'll be really fun. So it's a good time. We haven't done a musical in a couple of years because of my work schedule, but we're going to do it this year. I have two of my daughters that are graduated now that can help immensely in it. They're both saying, yes, yes. See, that's what dads have. We have authority. But anyway, so we'll work on that. But it's a great play, and I think it'll be a fun time. So we're working on that. September is upon us. How many of you are ready for September? I got a few people are. I am ready. I'm kind of done with the summer. This has been kind of a wild summer. I mean, lots of different things happening this summer, from, you know, hail to, you know, to rain to wind, Reno, a tornado possibly. I don't think that ever hit, but they had a tornado watch in Spanish Springs. Can you even believe that? With the concern with all the different things that are going on, I believe that it is a concern for us to stay close to God. You know, because God is our shelter, God is our refuge, and He's always there to help us through. And that being said, and you know, that gives us an opportunity to, when we meet people, to be able to talk to them about that. What an opportunity when something, you know, happens, to be able to, you know, tell them, you know, well, you know, no matter what happens. I have people like that. I work with Infinity Hospice. I'm their chaplain. So I get a lot of different people. And I have people. I'm dealing with one family now that the wife is 44 years old. And she's got cancer and dying. She has three children. A one-year-old, a four-year-old, and a six-year-old. It's the hardest one I've had to go through, when I have to talk to that family and help that family. And Mom talked to me last week, and she said, "Pastor, I don't know. I just don't know what I'm going to do." She goes to a great church, Hillside Church in Carson, Hilltop, and she's, you know, everything's good that way spiritually, but it's still hard. It's still hard to know that there's a possibility. And so we prayed, and I said, you know what? I go back to what God gives us. Where the world can't give us hope, God can give us hope. Now, I don't know why you're going through what you're going through. God can call you home, but God can heal you. And I'm going to pray with you for healing. Whichever way God wants to heal, healing. So it was very emotional. You know, our whole office is kind of emotional about that one. So, you know, she's just a sweetheart. The family's a sweetheart. So that is a good prayer request for you guys, you know. I deal with lots of different people, and they're all dying, you know. And guess what? We're all dying. We're born to die. So that being said, we could either... Now, I always look at... How many saw that movie, Heaven is for Real? We saw it, we had it in the church last Friday night, and it was phenomenal. Phenomenal. It was really, really good. If you haven't seen it, I recommend that you see it. I recommend. It's all about a four-year-old boy that had a near-death experience. And in that near-death experience, he went to heaven. And then he starts talking to his dad, a four-year-old talking to his dad about heaven and who he met up in heaven. I'm not going to tell you anymore. So you have to get the movie, rent the movie. Yeah, I'm sure it will be some teary eyes going through that movie. But it was really good. But what caught my attention more than anything is my associate pastor, which is on vacation this week. But my associate pastor, after seeing that movie, asked to stand and come up. He wanted to give us a little testimony. And I'm going to give you his testimony right now, if that's okay. Because he's not here, I can do it. Okay, in the midst of the very end of that movie, it shows a picture of Jesus that another young girl had a near-death experience and went to heaven and met Jesus. And she was an artist, and she drew the picture of Jesus. Now, the dad was always trying to show, well, in the Bibles, all these different pictures of Jesus. And the little boy, the four-year-old, kept saying, no, that's not him. No, that's not him. No, that's not him. At the end of the picture, it shows this picture of Jesus. And the little boy, as he was going over to the computer, because it was a CNN special, he said, Pa, Dad, that's him. And Dad said, what? No, wait. He puts the picture back up. He said, that's Jesus. That's Jesus. Well, needless, the movie ends. Ray comes over and tells me, I've got to talk to people. Ray, a few years back, quite a few years, about 10 years ago, had a death experience and came back to life. He died on the operating table. He had a tumor in the brain. He was preaching Sunday night, after service Sunday night. They took him to emergency and he died. Now, he died, and I think he was dead for 30 minutes or something. They already had pronounced it and everything. He came back to life, and he came to me, and he said, I got to tell him. He says, as he was in heaven, Jesus took him around heaven and showed him different things. And right before they went into the pearly streets and into the gates, Jesus looked at him and says, I have to send you back. And he said, why? Why? And he said, because there's more work for you to do. Your wife is calling out for you. I have to send you back. So he woke up the next morning in a hospital bed. His wife is so excited. Honey, you're going to live. Now you'd think that'd make you very excited, you know. He looked at her and he said, yeah, I know. Nothing ever will take the place of heaven. But his comment was, that picture that girl, that 12 years old at this time now, the picture of that girl that made of Jesus was a picture. He said, that's Jesus. That's the Jesus that walked with me. That's the Jesus that talked with me. And we had all Teen Challenge youth here that night, and he was able to witness and testify to them. So it was a really good, good night. It was really good. Praise the Lord. I think we want to take up our morning offerings. This is our fifth Sunday, so that gives us a little extra income for the month. If you look at our bulletin, you'll see how low we are. We really need your help and support to give unto the Lord, and God will richly, richly bless you. Tom, would you please come? Now, as Tom is preparing, I think I want my daughter to come up and sing. It's kind of a cute song, so she's going to come up and prepare for this song, but let's give thanks to this offering this morning. Heavenly Father, I thank you so much for all that you do, for your love, your concern, your compassion toward each and every one of us. Now, Lord, I thank you for the offerings, for the tithes, for the ability to give unto you, Lord. And I, Lord, thank you for what we are doing. God, that we are good stewards of the money that you present and give to us. Continue to be that good steward. Let us be the good stewards, oh God, and use what you have given appropriately. Be with us, I pray. Be with each and every one, oh God, as they give. In your mighty name. And everyone said,
hi. I'm Alicia. So.
Yeah.
Hi.
What? Ready, set. 1, 2, 3, go.
He made a way through. No matter what we go through, God will make a way through for you. Praise the Lord. Well, this is, we're not going to do a pop-up popcorn type of, how many of you remember, how many of old-time Pentecostals that can remember the popcorn testimonies? You guys know what I'm talking about. Well, we're not going to do that. But I am going to offer the availability for what God has done in your life, and you'd like to stand and testify. You can either do it at where you're at, or you can come up here and testify. But I'd like to do that. Let's offer a couple of testimonies right now before our next song. Go right ahead. This might be loud. You might have to keep it down.
How much time do I have?
As long as you, well, man.
5-10 minutes?
Yeah.
Okay. You guys, can I turn this off? Would that be okay?
Okay. Oh, we're taping.
Oh, are you? Okay. Can you guys hear me? All right. I know you guys probably never seen me before. My name is Slater. And first and foremost, I want to thank our Lord and Savior for allowing me this opportunity to tell you guys about His working in my life. And I want to thank you, Pastor, for inviting me here. Basically, to kind of make a long story short, and if you guys want to, you know, talk with me after the service or maybe later, talk more in depth of some of the stuff that I was going through, not a problem. I'm here to serve you guys, okay? And if any of this stuff, you know, connects with yourself or maybe your kids or some of your friends that you may know, like I said, I'm here, okay? I graduated from Reed High School in 2004. I'm a local boy, born and raised. I actually live right up the street. So I know this town very well. And I have been through it all. Everything this world's offered, I've tasted it, and its hooks have been in me. I thought that high school was all about being the popular kid. So I pretty much did and was involved in everything that associated with that. Sports, positive. School, positive. Drugs, not positive. Alcohol, partying, women, not positive. Okay? And as those bondages increased, the yearning, the craving for them increased as well, to the point where I was a stone-cold heroin addict. Started with just, you know, taking, you know, prescription pills, you know, on the weekends with the friends, things like that, and it just turned just bad. But it wasn't just that. I mean, it was pretty much anything I could get my hands on to just numb the pain, you know. Is it not loud enough? Okay. Oh, sorry about that. Okay. And I was always striving to be that person that I thought everybody wanted me to be, you know, be that popular kid, you know. And no matter what, no matter how hard we strive to impress others, we're actually doing just the opposite, because there's only one that we need to impress, okay? And the beautiful thing is all He asks is for us to believe in Him and the life that He gave for us. And like I said, I can come up here and talk about, you know, He's freed me from the heroin addiction, which He has, and that's a beautiful thing. But it still, that takes somewhat away from what He truly did for us, and that's He physically gave His life for us so we could enjoy it, the life itself. And the production or the effect of that life is freeing you from those bondages. So it doesn't, you know, He didn't die on the cross to free me from heroin addiction. No, He died on that cross to free me from my life, from the self life. And that exchange is personally experienced the most amazing thing that I can ever experience while I'm here on this planet. And that's my whole will. I mean, He completely changed. If somebody were to tell me that I'd be sitting here today at 29 years old talking about this guy, Jesus, it just, you know, I was on a whole different path. I mean, you know, my addictions landed me, I ended up doing close to 5 years in prison. Okay, one of the hardest prisons that Nevada has, and people think that you go to prison and you're free from the addictions. Oh no, they got worse. All the stuff you can get out here, you can get in there, and so it actually got worse to the point where I was physically injecting heroin. So it was, I hit my lowest of my low. But because God loves us so much, he will allow those things to happen to break us. Okay, and some people need to be broke more than others. I was an incredibly prideful person, incredibly self-centered, selfish, and still am. I mean, he hasn't completely taken that stuff out of my life. I battle that every day. That's what taking up the cross daily means, you know. But and as we speak, I'm going through the hardest time I've ever gone through in my life. But I'm not using. I'm not running to things of this world. I'm running to my Lord. And that's the difference between life and death. That's the difference between living in the world and living off of his life. And it's so much more fulfilling. So basically, I'm here to just let you guys know. And this is not a prideful statement. It's just the power of God for his children and what he's given for us to experience is unimaginable. I mean, I got accepted to a Bible seminary that in everybody's aspect or outlook, I would say, it would be impossible because of my criminal history, because of my appearance, because, you know, the tattoos. And I don't fit that criteria, I guess, of a Christian, right? But who did Jesus heal and talk to and minister to? The ones that nobody else wanted to mess with, you know? And that's the beautiful thing, and that's the mercy of God, is he doesn't want the prideful. He doesn't want the people that think that they don't need him, you know? And that's why a lot of stuff has happened in my life, because I've been broken so many times, to just know that not only does he love me, but he's here with me right here, right now, empowering me to get through the day. And it is the most beautiful relationship that any human can experience, you know? And, I'm now, I'm at an awesome school that accepted me on my birthday. 2 weeks ago, got a phone call saying, hey, the school you've been trying to get into for a year and a half, it's all good. You know what I mean? And everybody in my family, and this is the thing, you know, my whole family, except my mom, just recently has all turned their back on me because I'm a Jesus freak, right? You know, absolutely. Now, you know, so many of the guys in the Bible say, like, don't be surprised by this kind of stuff. You know, this is just the fact of the matter. Jesus said, don't be surprised. They hated me first. You know, if they hate you, it's because they hated me first. So it's just part of the walk, ladies and gentlemen. And it's difficult. Trust me, I've lost everybody that was once very dear in my heart. But a lot of times God will take those people out of our lives because not so much they're competing with him, but he wants you to experience in his fullness and not have to rely on anything of this world, whether it's people, relationships, drugs, alcohol, any of that stuff. You know, he wants to completely infuse your life, you know. And like I said, going through the hardest thing I've ever gone through right now, you know. But I'm at the best place in my life. And that just don't make sense. You know, from the outside looking in, that don't make sense. I'm like, man, look at what's going on with you. You know, this is happening, this is happening, this is happening. Why are you happy? Why aren't you affected by it? Why aren't you running to the bar? Why aren't you running to the strip club? Why aren't you doing this? Why aren't you doing that? Because ain't none of that stuff is compared to my relationship with him. Nothing. And nothing will take that place. That's the exchange. That's the life. You know? So I thank you guys so much for allowing me to, like I said, tell you guys about, you know, his working in my life. And if you guys want to know more, I would be happy to sit down with each and every one of you. I'll leave some business cards up on the table. for you guys that's got all my contact information, because like I said, I'm here to serve you guys. That's the least I can do, you know? It's the absolute least that I can do. So, like I said, if any of this stuff hits home for you guys, or, you know, maybe some friends are popping up into your mind right now, man, this person would really need to hear this or hear that, just give them my card and let God do the rest. All right? Thank you, guys.
Slater, remain standing. I want you to take and put your hand toward Slater right now, because he needs our prayer. Okay, I will guarantee you that the devil's going to come against him in whatever way that he can to discourage him, especially now that he's taken the initiative to go to college, a Christian college. Heavenly Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, we lay Slater on you. We thank you, Almighty God, for all that you have done in his life. And we, God, we give you thanks in advance for what you are going to do. Because we know, Lord, you are number one. Everything else falls short. You're number one. Thank you for that, oh God. Thank you for Slater. Be with him and protect him in your mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Praise the Lord. Well, Slater, you brought a little testimony up in my heart. A few years back, Sharon and I owned a business, and it was doing great. Business was doing so good that I was able to say, you know what, hon? I think God's calling us to Bible school. So I enrolled to a college, Trinity School of the Bible in Sacramento. I enrolled there. Everything was going great. I get a call. I was a one-third partnership in a production paint shop, Carcoa Auto Painting. I was third in the organization. That's how, by 20 companies, I was third. They called me into their office in California, in Los Angeles, called me into their office in Los Angeles, December the 11th, 1979. I can remember the date. We had already scheduled to start school in January of 2008. We need to really... Thank you. There we go. Good. So, things were working out. I get called into this meeting December the 11th. I walk in. All of a sudden, I see the two other partners had an attorney there. And at that point, I knew something wasn't going to work out quite right. I had already had a conversation with him. Because I was one-third ownership, I was supposed to get one-third ownership of everything that opened in Northern California. Well, the company was doing so good that they got greedy and they wanted to knock me out. The meeting was... Yes. The meeting came about. The meeting turned out that because I was minority partner, they said, we no longer need you. They released me of my company, all the money I invested. Said, that's it. Now that, you think, would be devastating, right? Here you're making buco money. Now you're making zero. Okay? So that was, but Slater, that was just the beginning. We decided to continue on enrollment into the college. We got our started. We started in college. We had another investment going on, group home facility. And so we were working with teenagers, young people. We had three homes, and we were working with them on their problems. These were 601 kids, two girls' homes, one boy's home. And these were all kids that were felonies of the state of California. They were not the easy ones. They were the hard ones. But God was doing some great things. Well, about middle of January, we're in our first classes and everything. Back in that day, there was a lot of scandals going on with group homes. And the scandal hit. We kicked one girl out of the group home because she just wouldn't mind. And all of a sudden, the scandal hit. Now, a scandal is normal unless you're a Christian. Once you're a Christian and proclaim Christianity, I think you guys get the picture. And the newspaper went ballistic on it. Here we're Bible school students. Here we're in college. And here we're thinking the whole school's going to know about this. That was devastating. The work wasn't as devastating as that was devastating because it was so untrue. Oh, so untrue. That aren't true. Right. So anyway, so the bottom of the line was we hermited ourselves in our house. None of you guys have probably ever done that, but we stopped Bible school, we stopped church, we stopped everything. We just hermited ourselves in the house, I guess licking our wounds. You know, we were just down. We were just out. I thank God for Christians. Because this is your family. The Christians, I don't care how bad a Christian is, he's still your family because he's got conviction. Okay? A couple of people from the college came over, sat with us, encouraged us, and that's what made us continue on. Were we devastated? We made a decision to go on with the Lord. We made a decision that God had called us to Bible college. We made that decision. God, if God calls you somewhere, he will make sure you go through it. He will help you. And I will tell you something. Once you make that determination, the devil don't like you anyway. But he's not going to like you a lot worse when you make a decision to go completely against him. Okay? And so, but I'll tell you something, I've never regretted it. Never regretted it. I loved it. You know, and I love my Lord. And am I still going strong with him? Do I have those ups and downs? Don't we all? Okay? If we could live on the mountain all the time, that would be so great. Praise the Lord, hallelujah, I'm on the mountain. But you never grow. You grow in the valley. Praise the Lord. Cynthia, come on up and sing for us. I don't know if you want to use this one. Why don't you use this one's acting up on me. Okay, I'll turn you up on the. This one's giving me some problems. So I'm not going to not do
God is good. So, been going through some things past year or so. Not been easy, but God has been there the whole time. So, praise God. I'm thankful that I can go to him. So, I don't know what people who don't believe in Jesus, what are they anchored to? They don't have anything. So, I'm glad that even when, you know, when things are good, when things are bad, I have an anchor, and that's Jesus Christ. So that's my testimony. At 20 years of age, I'm still looking for a dream. War is already waged for my destiny. But you look at my heart and tell me I got all you seek. Oh, and it's easy to believe, even though I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy, but on your shoulders I can see I'm free to be me. When I was just a girl, I thought I had it figured out.
You see, my life would turn out right, and I'd make it here somehow. You know, I'm sorry, I forgot the words. You mean I would die? Oh, 'cause I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy. But on your shoulders I can see I'm free to be me. And you're free to be you. Sometimes I believe that I can't do anything, and other times I think I've got nothing good to bring. You look at my heart and you tell me that I've got all you seek. Oh, and it's easy to believe, even though I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy. But on your shoulders I can see I got a couple dents in my fender, got a couple rips in my jeans. Try to fit the pieces together, but perfection is my enemy, and on my own I'm so clumsy. But on your shoulders I can see I'm free to be. And you're free to be you.
Oh, okay. The next song I'm going to sing is called Strong Enough, and it's starting right now. Strong Enough.
As I rest against this cold, hard wall, oh, will you pass me by? Will you criticize me as I sit and cry? I had fought so hard and thought that all my battles had been won, only to find the war has just begun. Is he not strong enough? Is he not pure enough to break me, pour me out, and start again? My weakness for an hour make me suffer for a lifetime? Is there any way to be made whole again? If I'm here renewed and find forgiveness, find the strength I've never had, will my scars forever ruin all God's plans? Is he not? into his hands and turned it all around. In my most desperate circumstance, that's where I finally found that you are strong enough, that you are.
He's strong enough where we aren't, but he is. Anyone else would like to just stand up and testify? Something that maybe God has done for you. Praise the Lord. We're just family here. Come on. Come on. Anyone? I know God's saying, stand up. Stand up. I have something to say through you. And you're probably trying to say, Lord, I'm stuck to the chair. There's glue. I'll get the glue off. Stand up. Come on. Someone. There you go. And that is true. No matter what we go through. Now, I know my daughters sitting over there that just got finished singing did a wonderful job, but she's been through a lot. She got in an accident in January of this year. Turned out to be a major concussion. She lost 3 months, 4 months of school. Everybody said, you're not going to graduate. You're not. All her, we had counselors say it. We had everybody commenting. I had to go to 3 different meetings and look all of her teachers, her counselors in the eye and says, I don't want to hear that. I'm not accepting that. She will graduate and you will help her. You will do what this school is required to do to help her get through what she needs to get through. And I told them, I'm not asking for the A student this year. I'm not asking for the B student. I'm asking for you to help her get through. She graduated. My daughter graduated. Now, I'm so proud of this one over here. They're twins. She did good. She got a BA average this year. And she's in TMCC this year. But I'm so proud of Alicia because of what she's accomplished. Where everybody said it couldn't be done, she did it. Now, does she still have struggles? Yes. Does she still have concussion problems? Yes. Does she forget things that frustrates me to all get out? Yes. But I'm handling it. And I'm helping her. So I just, that was my little testimony. Praise the Lord. One other, if you have it, and then I'd like Rhonda to come forward. Come on, Mama, they're all looking at you. Yes, yes. That is good. Amen. Amen. Now, I want you to introduce your children now, so that you see, now that you've gone the embarrassment, introduce yourself, and then you get to embarrass them by introducing them. Angela. She says that if I'm going to be embarrassed, you are. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Amen. You, young people, you can sit down. Don't feel bad. Ask my kids. My Alexis, Alicia, Krista, my other daughter, which is Glorianne. Do I drag them? Yes. Yes. Sometimes they have to be dragged. Other times they just enjoy, but they are here. That's the most important thing. And my son, we're still praying for him. I love him dearly. He has the call on his life. And when you have the call on your life, you can either accept it or run from it. Well, we're trying to get the running away and get him to go back and understand that call. Three ministers have pulled him out of an audience. Donnie Moore, audience of about 300 or 400 or 500 kids, pulled out and said, God's got his hand on you. God wants to use you. So many things. You know, so just pray that God flip that running to accepting. Accepting. Okay? We all keep praying. And that is, let me tell you, that is something that God honors more than anything, is the prayers of the parents. And he says that he will not let them go. The hound of heaven is on them. So they think they got it bad. When you get the hound of heaven on you, watch out, because he's not going to let you go. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Rhonda. Testify a little bit. You gonna die on this? Is the yellow one? Maybe that's what's wrong with the red one too. Batteries. You gotta love batteries. No, this one's got two. That one there's giving me problems. The yellow one. I love cordless. You're not carrying cords all around you, but.
shine through. Though at times it's just enough to cast a shadow on the wall. Well, I am grateful that you've shined your light on me at all. Who am I that you would love me so gently? Who am I that you would recognize my name? Who am I that you would speak to me so softly? Conversation with the love most high. Who am I? Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see. And the more I sing that sweet old song, the more I understand that I do not comprehend this love that's coming from your hand. Who am I that you would love me so gently? Who am I that you would recognize my name, Lord? Who am I that you would speak to me so softly? Conversation with the love most high. Who am I? Grace, grace, God's grace, grace that will pardon and cleanse within. You would love me so gently. Who am I?
Who am I
that you would recognize my name? Who am I that you would speak to me so softly? Conversation with the love most high. Who am I?
Before I sing my next song, I do have a short testimony. God is good all the time. God is good. I had been out of work for 3 months, almost 4 months, and God has blessed me with a good job, with benefits, with more money than I've made previously. So God is good all the time. Amen. So the next song is Everybody Knows, Amazing Grace.
Saved us.
I just thank God so much for all that He has done. I mean, I can't continue on without God. I thank God for my family. Yes, Will is going to be a singer. He's already showing that right now, that he will be a big singer in our family. I love my eldest daughter. She has four children, and she brings them to church. You know, one's out on a camping trip. I mean, this is a holiday, so there'll be some that are out there on camping, some that are what. But I thank my family that they support this ministry and what God is doing. I thank them. I thank all of you. I thank all of you for being here and just... God is so good all the time, and I will now introduce my loving wife, because I think you've got a song, and then we'll close with that. Any other testimonies while she's walking up? Just a little bit. Janie, that is so true. people's heart. God is there. God is there. Always. Amen. Thank you. Thank you. And I will comment, I've seen such a growth in Janie. Such a growth. She'll probably deny it, but I have. You know, and it's so good to see it in all of us. I see growth in every one of them. God is doing miraculous things in your lives. Praise the Lord. Cheer.
Okay, and this is one, you girls know it, is It You. It is you. you. You want to sing it? It is you. It is you. It is you. Praises are for only you. The heavens declare. It is you. It is you. Holy, holy is our God Almighty. Difference.
I have enjoyed our fifth Sunday of praise and worship. I believe we can have these types of just praise, worship, and testimony. You don't see this too often in churches any longer, but I believe in giving God the glory and testimony service, worship service, praise service allows that time where we're doing nothing more than thanking the Lord. Thank you, God. Thank you, God, for what you do. Thank you, God, for your love. Thank you, God, for your compassion. We worship you. We adore you, O God. Lift your hands right now and just worship him. We thank you, Almighty God. We worship you, Almighty God. We love you, Lord. You created music. You created song. You created worship. Oh God, and it's so to your glory, Lord, that we worship you. We give you honor and praise, oh God, for all that you do. For what you do in our lives, oh God. For keeping us, oh God, in days and times, oh Lord, that just is unbearable, God. You're always there. You keep us, you hold us by your bosom, oh Lord Jesus, when it just seems like there's no other way. When we seem like we're so down and out, oh God, you hold us there. You keep us, oh God. And, oh Lord, you bring us from the valley back to the mountain, oh God. Oh God. And I thank you for that, Lord. I thank you for the valley experience, oh God, but I praise you for the mountaintops. Lord, the times that we can just feel like we're in heaven itself, oh Lord, and we're walking on the streets of gold with you, Lord. I thank you for those times, oh God. I pray, Lord Jesus, for this day and this week, this coming week, oh God, that you will be glorified in everything that we do, everything that we say, God, that you will be glorified in it, oh Lord, I pray. I pray, God, that you bring some soul our way, oh Lord, that needs a touch from you, God, and that we become the vessel used, oh Lord, used of your glory, oh God, for that purpose and that time. Be with us, I pray, this week, O Lord, and bring us back. Bring us back on Thursday night for prayer meeting. Bring us back, O God, in the times of worship and praise on next week and next Sunday, Lord. I thank you for that in your mighty name. And everyone said, amen. Do not leave early. Turn around, shake someone's hand, and let them know you love them.